Salutations. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, coming to you from an undisclosed location at an undisclosed time.
His house in the Carolinas.
Oh, wow. And I also have a live studio audience here. Give it up for yourselves.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. We love it. We love it for them. And we have some guests here, recurring guests. It'd be awkward if they weren't. We have Keith and Hemda. What's going on?
Hey.
Hello. We woke up again. We're alive.
Let's go. Listen, it's not guaranteed. Studio audience, you going to give it up for our guest over there? I mean, thank you. Thank you. All right. You got to pay attention to the signs. Those people over there, those are the people that do accounting work while records podcasts. I'll start with a customary. How have you been since the last time we spoke? A lot has been happening. I've been all over social media seeing it. Is everybody okay? How are we doing? And I'm specifically talking to him right now, probably more than Keith.
The Israel thing.
Yes? Yeah, it's kind of trending a little bit. I didn't know if, you know, are your folks good? Are you good?
You did
know,
you get I'm caught seeing... in the, you ride your bike, Hemda. Did you get caught in a protest or two? In New York?
No, I haven't. No, and I rode my bike a lot the last couple of days. This war has been going on forever. And I think it's really interesting. Like, one of my brothers texted our bro thread and was like, so what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, we are so ridiculous, you know. I see out there, you know, the Palestinian Americans are like, wake up, people. And the Jewish Americans are like, wake up, people. And then, you know, who wins? The YouTube people who have the answer to questions like, what's going on between Israel and Palestine? Mm-hmm. That's who's winning. So, yeah, they did a like sort of a 9/11 style, like not style 9/11 level hit on Israel. Palestine did out of Israel, but here's the
thing.
When
you say Palestine, are you saying Palestine or Hamas?
Hamas. So that's the thing. I think it's important to say Hamas is attacking a country. But is that country oppressing those people? Yes. But is it responding to the last attack from before that? But is that responding to, you know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I do know, but...
In our group chat, my brother said, what do you guys think? And I wrote, I love it.
Two thumbs up. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about it. And I also feels like saying something on Twitter is like the most... It feels like the most useless version of doing something. Of like, right. Hey, guys, cut it out. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, sorry. We didn't know. We were waiting on Roderick Prime to chime in. Our bad. Everyone go back to their sides. You know, it's like, I'm looking to do something. Is, you know, like, hey, do something. A government or something. I don't know.
I didn't know you can just say how simple it is. Like, guys, really, it's simple. Like, you didn't even use all your Twitter characters. And I wouldn't get away with that on a high school test.
Yeah, I'm like, has anyone told the people killing each other that it's simple? Because they probably would say it's a lot more complicated than 140 characters.
I think anything followed by it's simple should be like, it's simple. I'm going to the beach and not thinking about it. Like that's
right. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Simple. Sure. Yes. But right. Like if we're talking about this, whatever, even if it's simple, that doesn't mean anything. Here's how I think at least Americans should think about it. Okay. Because I think. Okay, you've watched the show Homeland? I watched a couple of seasons of it. Mm-hmm. You are okay while watching that show with, who is it, the CIA that we're talking about?
Yeah.
The CIA shooting anybody, having sex with anybody for information, doing whatever tactics to people at whatever age because they're attacking us. So when they attack us and then our government goes, we're going to go attack some people. We don't go, are those people the same people who attacked it? We just go like, yeah, I think they look like those people that I think did it. And like, come on. When it's our homeland, we're like, oh, well, that's it's simple. They attack us. You know, they've been after us. But like, I don't know. When it's somebody else's homeland, they should know better. Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we had a civil war here 5 minutes ago. Okay.
Right. Tried to overtake the fucking government.
Okay.
I watched Jack Ryan and, you know, the documentary Jack Ryan on Amazon. And in season four, I put up a tweet that I just laughed. It took the three main characters and was like, these three motherfuckers show up on your country. Your whole politics is over. Like, every season is just them going to some country and being like, yeah, we don't like the way y'all do shit. So we're killing the president, everybody that runs the government, installing our own guy. And those are the good guys for the last like four seasons of me watching TV. So I feel like, yeah, shit is hella complicated when it comes to that stuff. And I think people, Twitter is simple. It's black and white, right? That's the benefit of Twitter for a lot of people. And so I've been watching people get their tweets off and being like, how do you have the confidence? How do you have the, like, how can you just say something so like black and white and easy? Cause it seems hella fucking complicated to me. And definitely not something I feel like this tweet will last forever. You know, he's like, they're killing people and people are getting raped. Yep. Not taking it down. Standing by what I said. Like, I'm scared, you know,
but also how far back are you going? Are you going back when like both Palestine and Israel were ruled by the British, or are you going back to how we got the Wailing Wall and how it's just a wall and it used to be a full synagogue? Mm-hmm. How far back are you going?
Right.
So. That makes more sense. I am like, this is a stupid wall in the middle of nowhere. now I get it. Why didn't they say that?
Keith, your people were also involved in a war this weekend that has been going on for a long time. The Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
And it seems like your guys are down bad, I was like, man, this is a bad year for the Steelers. Y'all managed to eke out a win.
They're back. This weekend. Living in New York City, I do miss some games because, you know, the local affiliates don't have them. But it was still fun to see the numbers change on my app. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one in our division come to.
Sports is so weird because all week they've been promoting that game. And, you know, I do watch a lot of football, and I was like, both those teams are kind of like boring and a little bit struggling right now. But those guys were right. I was like, they're just saying what they need to promote the game. But they were like, you throw out the scores, it don't matter who's playing quarterback. It doesn't matter the record. It's going to be, this is a robbery for the ages. I was like, yeah, but can it be when everyone kind of sucks? And it was one of those fucking like, oh, this is what football is for. The last second, they won the game. It was, no one saw it coming. It was, oh my God. I was like, wow, Steelers fans must be in heaven.
Yeah, I just realized the bracket system. Just realized it's like playing poker with more than one table. Mm-hmm. So everyone on your table plays specific ways. If you happen to play with the big dogs in the first table, you're kind of fucked to try to get yourself to the last table. Right. Now, the last table is the playoffs, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then that last minute could be a stupid ass all in because you have a pair of twos in your hand. And then the other team has ace king. And it's like, well, I got ace king. I can't not go all in, right? And they do some stupid ass pass at the end and somebody, right?
Yeah, ever since they made bracketology a word, it makes more sense to people.
Yeah, that's shout out to Merriam-Webster, our sponsor from last week. Speaking of sponsors, let's talk about our sponsor from this week. Today's sponsor is Inaudible. Yep. They're bringing you last week on Keith and the Girl today on Inaudible. I personally like to read my books. Now, I know some people are like, really? That's old school. You don't watch your books or like listen to your books. No, I like to go to the store and support our local people. And then sometimes, if you happen to be like me, an influencer, they give you books, okay? This book, Black as Fuck History, The Unwhitewashed Story of America by Michael Harriet, it's not only a textile thing, I can touch it, also can go in the stores and look smart, like, I'm just happen to be reading about being black in history, and, you know, racist people will be mad, and some people will be like a little scared to talk to me, and I don't like talking to people anyway, and I'm reading the book, so they're like, oh, let's not disturb him. But most importantly, this is signed, okay?
Ooh.
They don't sign Audible books. They don't sign Kindle. Okay, if you want to really flex on a motherfucker, pull out your signed copy of New York Times best-selling book that you got for free and be like, oh, you can only do this with a physical book. So you can support Inaudible by going to the library, buying a book at Barnes & Noble, or wherever they sell books. And listen, I'm not going to say I got mine signed, but no one knows if you signed it yourself. I'm just saying. So if you want to just put a pen to it yourself and be like, Oprah dedicated this to me, hey, it's between you and the world, and long as Oprah don't find out.
Between you and your puppy, Oprah.
Exactly. Okay, Oprah love me. So make sure that I have y'all go buy
sorry,
books.
But I have like 5 signatures on my iPhone, and I'll tell you something, very impractical.
Right, exactly. Now I got to unlock it. No, I just turned the first page.
That is the full Black history, and one person wrote it. I would one be person. So nervous writing the history of an entire people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's a thick book. I mean, the references that probably needed to, wow.
Yeah. And it highlights a bunch of like Black figures that aren't normally taught about in schools, or stories about them that aren't normally put into schools and stuff. So it's like, shout out to you, Michael, for still finding ways to delve that history. Okay.
I hope he does Palestine and Israel next.
Oh, man. I don't even know. The unwhitewashed Palestine and Israel history. With all these jokes in it, I don't know if the world's ready for that. And, of course, we have Minimum Rage, because it never stops. Mm-hmm. There's always something. Literally too much to choose from. Let's go with Taco Bell. Mm. Okay, Taco Bell this week. This is a sassy article. while most people know of fast food workers fight for higher pay. Anyway, I'm skipping that part. Let's get to what really matters. on October 2nd, Charlotte, North Carolina news station.
Oh, shit. Your audience member is very excited about the location of this particular Taco Bell.
Yeah, we film live in front of studio audience in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
WSOC-TV reported that 54-year-old Taco Bell worker was in the hospital with critical injuries after a disgruntled customer began shooting from outside the restaurant. The incident occurred just before 9:30 p.m. when a drive-through customer, believing he'd been given the wrong change, went inside the store to confront the employee. After leaving, he fired several shots into the restaurant, hitting the victim multiple times before driving away.
Wow, how much change could it be? We don't have more than a $100 bill in this country, do we?
Right. Imagine your livelihood depends on the math skills of the general American public. Like, he could be wrong. We don't even know that he was right. He's like, I gave you, that should be 27. Like, what? You gave me $5. That's impossible.
Yeah, when you go like 5 and 10, 10 is 20. And they go, no. Now the gun comes out.
Right.
That's not how numbers work. I went to kindergarten.
I do new math. And you owe me more than what you just said.
Here, carry this one.
That's good. I saw a tweet that went viral this weekend that was like, people are selfish if they have kids at the age of 40. By the time you're 80, your kid is 20. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
You should have kids at no age. What the fuck?
By the way, I did look up the nominations. 100 is the highest. They no longer make bills like they did, such as 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. Mm. You come across a homeless person, sorry, I only carry 10,000.
You got change?
Yeah, you're dead.
Imagine those ATMs. Oof.
You're right. I feel like an ATM should take longer to give you a $500 bill.
Like the rate. Like
I know it's just the same amount, but it should come out just a little bit at a time. So police showed up and said the suspect, Dahl McClendon, D-O-L-L, Dahl is a first name. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
This is what's blowing your mind.
D-O-L-L, is it short for Dolly? Is it, you know, is D-O-L-L, like, it makes you think of a baby doll? I don't know. Y'all know a lot of dolls?
No, never met one.
Yeah. And when I look at the name, it says man accused of it. So it's a man named Dahl.
I guess I was more focused on the murders.
Well, listen, I do it all over here.
Keith doesn't even see names.
Right. I'm a full shop over here. Okay. I do the names, the weapons. I'm all over it. He was identified on restaurant security footage and witness accounts. He's been charged with attempted murder and discharging a weapon in the occupied property.
Mm-mm-mm. And this guy got shot several times. Attempted murder. I mean, you better hope, because I can't imagine being shot once, let alone the words multiple times. And I'm like, yeah, take me to the hospital. I might make this.
Yeah. Imagine you got to come back to work at Taco Bell after that.
Imagine you're the guy and you check your pockets and you're like, oh, shit, I did have the change.
Shit, I gave him a 10. Oh. It's Taco Bell put out a statement. We are shocked to hear that this happened. We understand that the franchise owner and operator of this location is working with the local authorities in their investigation. We will be offering support to all team members present.
Perfect.
Yep.
At least they don't say we have a zero tolerance.
Right. Yeah.
They're more like, what? We're going to go find out what we can do.
The tolerance percentage changes from franchise owner to franchise owner. So we don't know their deal.
Yeah, I love how they always inform us it's a franchise. Like, right. The statement is really to be like, we don't really know these motherfuckers. They just use the Taco Bell signage. But anyway, totally shocking. We'll be putting out a new statement for the next shooting. Just copy this one. That is our minimum rage for the week at Taco Bell. Y'all be careful out there, all right?
Do you know where this North Carolina place was?
It said Charlotte, so I don't know.
Do you know the Taco Bell? Or
I don't know if they said let me see if they said the exact street, but it didn't seem like they did, which is weird, because they did mention it was Charlotte, but not, you know.
Right. It didn't look familiar to you.
They put the standard boilerplate imagery, you know, that like
the bell.
It's like pictures of tacos, but the title is murder.
Oh my God.
It's like, we all love Doritos Los Tacos. Also, this article is about killing people.
You know what that means? They didn't go out there and take pictures of that particular Taco Bell. They just said, hey, this happened. You might recognize tacos. They just got the guy's mugshot. Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. I wish they would tell me how to do that.
Yeah.
Remember when we thought it was the food that's going to kill you?
Mm-hmm. That's everyone's new slogan. Mm-hmm. Our food's not gonna kill you.
100% beef refers to the violence between the customers and the employees. That's the new 100% beef. Oh, man. Anyway, be careful out there, everybody. Let's get into the shizzo.
Yes.
All right. We had 4 episodes this week and Q&A. Of course, last week on Keith and the Girl. The first episode was an old school, just Keith and him to kicking it episode, 3724 Eras, named after the Taylor Swift Eras, you know.
No!
What?
Okay. I could dig that.
I mean, I talked about Tay Tay a lot on this one, so I just assumed, you know.
Just been dying to use that title for years.
We talked about the rain and the flooded city.
Mm-hmm.
40 days and 40 nights of that. I kind of see that could be true. God could have fucked everything up, because that was only like one day, right?
Maybe two, like night, 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah, but the nice thing is it was so fucking hot right before, and now it's winter. So enjoy life, everybody.
How cold is it up there now?
I wore a winter coat the last couple of days. I'm going on this long bike ride from here to upstate. I thought I'd be wearing, you know, some light layers or like some, maybe a thick one and like my rain jacket. Fantastic. No, I'm going in a winter coat.
And you're probably like, what kind of vacation is riding a fucking bike for days, right? I know what you're thinking. Hemda wants to be clear that we're not doing shows, but she won't be enjoying herself.
Right.
Okay, so nobody worry.
If you got caught up out there thinking, oh no, they're just off on vacation being lazy. Right. Never Hemda.
She's not having fun, promise.
When she says don't sleep on Trump, she also just means don't sleep in general.
Right. Okay?
Get out there and be awake and do stuff. Yeah, the flooding thing did, but it does make you think, like, in the Bible they say 40 days and 40 nights, and I remember being a kid, like, that's all it takes. But if the whole world rained for that long, then yeah, everything would be underwater. We couldn't even handle the shit now, and we have sewer systems and shit.
But imagine the rainbows.
Oh my God. When God was done killing every fucking body, and if you were one of the like five people that were left to repopulate the earth with the rest of the animals, it had to be lit for a while, you know?
He does like good killing magic tricks. He does like, hey, here's the annihilation of the world, but you get a rainbow. Or he does like, hey, this is my son, but fuck it, let's kill him. Come watch, everybody. Oh, here he is 3 days later. Look at all the shit I can do.
You know what's weird? Hemdy, you just made me think about this. Why did they stop writing the Bible? Shit is still happening.
I know.
What like, the fuck?
I think we get it.
Why? Yeah. Like, none of this new shit is going in there? Like, with global warming, like, maybe he doing some things. I don't know. Right.
See, I think we did. I think Harry Potter was really good. I thought that was a great series, and it was interpreted into video. And so, I don't know if Mel Gibson did this one or who, but
Mel should be in there. He should get a book, the Book of Mel.
Yeah, flying brooms. You know, I think we're documenting a lot of mushroom trips.
All right. I'm just saying, this is a money-making opportunity. You could sell one of these books to every person on the earth doing that keeps Dad's math. You could be rich as fuck. Just the Bible Part 3.
Maybe. You know? Maybe.
The New Testament. Okay, I got some new shit for y'all, okay? God been working. All right. In other news on this episode, there was lots of Taylor Swift talk.
Mm-hmm. And rightly so.
Listen, okay, she didn't show up this weekend at any games, and I was like, should I even be watching this shit? Come on. You know where I came for. But you know what I think, too, is like, I don't know why everybody's so mad about her being there, because clearly everyone's getting off on it. NFL's getting off on it. Fucking Travis Kelce's getting off on it. No one cares about his fucking podcast or I don't even know what he talked about before this.
Right.
Like, everyone is, like, all boats have been lifted from this. Taylor Swift fans are getting off on it. I saw they made customized Taylor Swift jerseys at the last game. Why are we pretending to hate this when clearly we love it?
I think manly men like to pretend it's taken away from the purity of breaking bones and brains.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What are you going to get upset at the game anymore? Another fucking fumble? or some new shit in the stands, you know? I mean, what are you getting mad at? The foam on your beer? You ran out of shit to get mad at. You are, like, you're not even getting mad when somebody breaks their knee and it bends in the other way. You're like, oh, is this more traffic or less traffic? Now you have something new to be mad at. Congratulations.
And the other thing that's interesting about it, too, is, like, there are so many dudes that Taylor Swift is their type of woman, right? They're like, oh, she's tall, she's blonde, she's da-da-da. This is the one time all those guys are like, enough hot women at the game. Excuse me. Back to these cheerleaders, though. I'm into these cheerleaders real quick. Oh, a commercial, and the commercial has Taylor Swift in it. Well, that's fine. I mean, she's drinking Coca-Cola. I gotta drink a Coke. Like, who are you? Like, they don't protest too much. I think they do like this shit. And this is just like a great way to like hate women, but call it something else, you know?
I think it's probably why people watch, or anybody watches, reality shows, right? You don't like yourself while you're watching. You don't like the people while you're watching. I'm not sure what we like. Probably the popcorn, the snacks we allow ourselves to do, the conversations we get to be in the next day. And we're sick, sick human beings.
Yeah. Oh, but shout out to her. She got the ratings up and everything.
She should get a shout out. Thank you for mentioning her.
She needs love. Okay. Movie coming out to theaters. Make sure y'all are there. Meta smart glasses.
Well, you know what? Speaking of football, let's talk about these Carolina Panthers.
Oh, do we have to really?
I think we did. I think we did.
Is Taylor Swift coming to the game? Because we need her to come to the game.
The knee's the wrong way.
I've seen a t-shirt or two on you, and this year I don't see these t-shirts so fast. What's going on?
I wore one. I promise I wore one not even a day or two ago.
Okay. Look at Keith's attitude when his bracket is in the lead. when he's right. not on the final
I don't think I've ever seen Keith in a Steelers shirt though, but okay, sure.
I think he just got sports mad, and I don't know even what I said.
First of all,
the Zoom knows to keep cutting him off, and I appreciate it, Zoom. Thank you. Secondly,
I just want to say, what about Taylor Swift though? I'm so fucking mad about Taylor Swift. We shouldn't talk about the Panthers. It's Taylor Swift ruining the sanctity of the game where you get to see the guys hit each other and the cheerleaders and drink beer. So there's no need to talk about those Panthers, right?
There's been 5 games so far in football.
Yeah.
They lost every single one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got to go. That's sad.
It's not good times over here, guys. I'm sorry.
But you have the first transgender
cheerleader.
So that's got to be exciting.
They don't mention it during the games.
That's interesting.
It doesn't seem like they do any highlighting at halftime or anything. So I don't know how much it affects the material on the field, dog. I don't even know that they're bringing it up. Maybe if Pride Month happened during football season,
right?
They would bring it up, but it's not a thing here in North Carolina. So
do you watch the games?
Some of them. I watch it through Red Zone. That's the only way to watch football. Right. And thank God for Red Zone, because honest to God, we suck. And I only want to see the plays where something happens, because nothing happens most of a Carolina Panthers game. So Red Zone cuts in and they're like, your quarterback fucked up. Here's the other team scoring on you again. I'm like, that's all I need. I don't fucking care.
All right. I just heard some Pittsburgh talk earlier and had to get that out. Okay.
Well, listen, you guys are at the top, man. I love Mike Tomlin. You know, I love what y'all are doing over there. They look boring this year. I'm not going to lie. Like, y'all's quarterback, what the fuck? But Mike Tomlin finds a way to turn shit into shinola every fucking season. I'm so envious of y'all. Like, y'all, do you know y'all have not had a losing season under Mike Tomlin? And he's been there fucking forever?
That's not true. But I think it was last year or the year before was the first time in forever.
I thought he went 9-8 or something, because they made it 17 games or something instead of the 16. So I thought that was the year. I thought he managed to do it again, but
no, because then he got that flush at the end, and it was like shouldn't have went all
this
in.
This is like the musical part of Barbie, where him just like I don't know what y'all talking about, but remember Barbie? we talked about Merriam-Webster.
Yes,
on this episode. They kind of have to add new words, right? Or else everybody gets laid off.
Right.
So, you know, we got to cut. But I see what they're doing over there. They're not really, in my mind, every time y'all do this segment every year, in my mind, something happens where I'm like, who the fuck are these guys telling us what words are words now? Fuck you. But then if you think about it, they're just going, you motherfuckers won't stop saying this shit, so we're just going to put the definition down because y'all keep saying bussing. We would prefer to just stick to the words we have, but you motherfuckers got to say riz instead of charisma. Now everybody's like, what the fuck does that mean? Here's a place to go find what the fuck everybody's talking about.
That's kind of like their whole business is FAQs. If people keep going, what does riz mean? What does riz mean? What does riz mean? They go, all right, it's in the book. Thank you.
Yep. I thought Keith would be into this.
Yes.
And him, I love your point of why this should be Keith's birthday every year. And then every year he has to do like his Andy Rooney on it. Mm-hmm. But secretly inside, we know he loves it because he's a grammar whore. Okay. He's like, oh, fuck yes, riz me. Oh, this is what I want to do. Oh, let's get bussing. What was the poll, Keith?
Let's go back to the smart glasses that I
I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
Do you find it creepy?
Oh, for sure. But also, aren't we already living in a surveillance state where we're surveilling ourselves at this point? Like, remember how, like, every movie, like, remember Enemy of the State, that movie with Will Smith?
Vaguely.
And it was like, the government's going to be watching you through all the shit. And you're like, well, no, fuck that. And the whole point of that movie is for us to be watching like, this is shocking. We should never let this happen. But we're the ones being like, hey, it's your boy. I'm on Instagram Live. I'm running up in the Capitol about to kill some people. Ha ha. Like, we put our own selves on blast. So I don't know. I feel you that it's creepy, but it's like just the next step in a lot of creepy steps we've been taking.
Yeah. Yeah, like we should already be creeped out. Right now we're recording this conversation.
Yeah, but I know it. Let me tell you what I really think about the Carolina Panthers. Can you fucking imagine?
Oh, no. Oh, God,
we'd be canceled in the
day. Let me turn my glasses off.
Yeah.
Did you also, like, do you ever do this? If you're ever on Facebook or Instagram on, like, a PC or something, and it loads the page a little too fast or too slow or something, and before the picture comes up, it tells you what's in the picture. Have you ever seen yes. that? Like, a description? Yeah. Like, we're already fucking living in something, because it'll be like black man smiling with glasses. I'm like, fuck, that's accurate, but what the fuck, what was that?
I gotta watch what I label shit. You bring up a good point.
Well, luckily I'm ahead of you guys. I've never trusted anyone with glasses, and now that I have readers, I don't even trust myself. Beware. Let's see what's coming up for me. 2024 is gonna be, how an audience member once said, fire. No. Flames. Excuse me. Flames.
Flame emoji.
The poll was related. Do Meta smart glasses creep you out? 78% say yes. And they do. Mm. I know everybody's doing their phones anyways, but
right.
when they're doing it to themselves, and when they do it to me, I do have a warning. I can see you're holding your phone like a fucking weirdo. Right. But now you got glasses and I don't have a clue. What? I got to keep proper posture every day?
Do the glasses come in different styles or the same style of glasses, so maybe we can figure out which one it is?
But what are you gonna do? Like the cameras are so tiny, and it almost looks like a screw. I wouldn't even know those were cameras. They look like regular, you know. What is?
No,
it?
He's not saying do the cameras look away. He's saying put it on certain frames.
Yeah, do Meta glasses have a look like where we can, like, I can look at your glasses and go, oh, those are Meta glasses he's wearing.
It looks like Ray-Ban if they're not working with Ray-Ban. And Ray-Ban kind of looks like the thick frames I'm wearing right now. You wouldn't know.
I think it's going to be weird for us, just like it's weird for people like 40 years above us for what's happening right now and how we're being monitored and what can take your picture and how you could identify yourself over the internet and all of these things. I think the people who are being born right now or in 20 years will already know everything's being recorded. Like if we watch little kids, they don't have to understand that, no, it's really cool that you can see your picture and your video as soon as you could take it, as soon as you take it. They don't know from developing film. So I think, yes, it's going to be creepy and weird for us. And then it's going to be regular. How many years does it take for something to be regular? It takes a new generation to go, like, what do you mean something different?
That's weird, man. Everybody's one day just going to be rocking fucking glasses, recording each other.
Yes.
I wonder if it'll make...
No, Mom, please. I have astigmatism. The kids are begging to wear glasses to school.
I wonder if it'll make the world, like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, if it'll make the world, like, better or worse if people will be on their best behavior for a while because they're like, oh, I could be being recording, or if people just be like, fuck it, we're always being recorded, I'm gonna be my worst fucking self, who cares, you know?
I think it's gonna be the same, but because I still think, you know, people used to murder, they murder now, but maybe now we can like trace it and follow it a little bit more, but it's still gonna happen because people get mad, people react, people do the things that they're gonna do. But I don't know, I feel like It is. It's just going to be regular. And then what?
Well, not
gonna,
to go all Keith. Opt in. Not to go all Keith on you, but it's really going to be good when couples fight.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be awesome.
Keith always finds a romantic use for everything. I feel like it's going to be good to be like, no, you fucking said, you know what? Actually, hold on. Rewind.
You know what? It's going to ruin that show, Am I the Asshole? Because right away, it's like, Dave's the asshole. Next.
Yep.
See, I think it's going to be more like that, where like something like Am I the Asshole is not going to be somebody explaining it. It's going to be like, here it is from my point of view. And then the other person chimes in going like, here it is from my glasses.
Yeah.
And then because embarrassment will be different. Did we ever think that we'd be like, hey, guys, I chopped off my penis last night. Did I do the right thing? And there'd be a thread that person's made. That's private. Our private shit has been put out there, like you said, we're over here, we're over there, we're pranking people, we're putting them on camera, and then we're going like, here's my life. So it's just going to be more of that, and it's going to be more regular. We're not going to be able to embarrass people with the stuff that we embarrass them with now, because it doesn't matter anymore. But there'll be new embarrassing things.
Court cases are going to be so fucking quick. Like, we can solve, we can just get through the shit. It's like, did you slap the person? Let's go to the glasses. Yep, you smacked them. That's 2 years.
Yeah, I have a letter here from the city saying, hey, you crossed a red line, a red light. And I'm like, well, you got me on camera. You don't know who it is because you can't take a picture of the person in the front seat. So it doesn't affect my driver's license. It's $50 that I send in and nothing happens from there. I'm good with that.
Right.
That's it. Okay.
We got used to it. You got used to it.
Yeah.
Episode 3725, Checkmate Atheist, mm-hmm. with Stefan Alun and Rod and Karen Mirrors.
If it was Karen,
Rod and Karen Mirrors.
Rod and Karen Tomorrow?
Yeah. Was he an arsehole?
He was not. He's brand new to the show, and he's pretty easy breezy. He's the one that with the camera issue, right? Kinda.
Yeah, yeah.
So first he came late, then he said, we go, oh, your video's not working. He's like, oh yeah, the for whatever reason the video's not working. I was like, okay, but you know, we did mention that. So, but I could try this other computer. He tries the other computer, but that's all choppy and shit. And so we had, I'm not sure, I didn't see it. What did it look like to the people? Did it only show one camera, Hemda? Because it would only show the one that's making noise?
I don't know. It's on YouTube, and I think on our YouTube, or on our Zoom anyway, it's set to show even the people who don't have their camera on.
Okay.
So I think it's showing the three of us in a panel with our faces, and then one box that just says his name that lights up when he talks.
Okay. So he's working on two computers.
Yes.
Love to see it. Okay. Innovation. That's how you get far in this game, everybody. Okay. Sometimes when you're doing podcasts, it just doesn't go the way you planned after everything, and the people don't do the thing that you wrote emails telling them to do. And you got to figure out, are we going to do this show? Or are we going to not do this show? And I'm glad you did the show because I like Steph. And yep. I thought a lot of the audience liked Steph. So, you know, maybe he can work on the camera setup for next time. And of course, I always like when I see my own name in the title. And
not know why.
What the fuck? when we weren't on the show yesterday.
You gotta explain to someone else, like, wait, I thought you guys were doing this the other day. It's like, yeah. No, wait, hold on, we don't know where we were.
Rod's like, are we late?
Yeah. Oh my Jesus. But you know, it's good to be noticed.
Well, I got nervous about, you know, even with when we could see his camera, it was off a bad computer, and so you can't really see his face the way you'd want to. And I know we're going to talk about him finding out that he's bisexual after he's already in a monogamous relationship. And I do want to ask, well, what's the fucking point of your big discovery? But at the same time, I'm not going to be able to read your face and see if you can handle this.
Right.
I mean, it worked out, but yeah, I was a little nervous at first.
A little high wire act, and I didn't know you were reading faces over there. I just always assumed you plow right through. You're just like, I got a question. fuck you.
Thank
if you.
You
don't like this part.
That's sweet. Thank you. I do, but I want to see your face.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of the camera?
Do I say great show at the end, or do I say thanks for being a good sport? You know, I need to know what to tell you.
You had me cracking up, Keith, when you brought up your dad. I put it in quotes, my father was a Catholic priest. He was very religious, just pussy was better. He regretted it with five kids. I like to think they just fucked five times. I rewound it. It just, that there's like a, I don't know, like a 45 second run of just, every time I thought you were done, it was like, no, it got funnier and worse at the same, like, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Pope Francis, I don't like it. I don't buy it.
I don't like him.
He's on
Keith's second nerve for sure.
Yes.
Like, minimum. Yeah.
He's doing that fake thing where you pretend that you're doing progress, but he also always ends up taking it back a few days later, and that's never as big.
He's playing both sides. I think that's what that looks like. You're playing both sides. You're just like, what did I do? And then you go over there, what did I do?
I talked about him in one of my stand-ups some time ago. So this is my hatred of him was going on for a while, probably from one of the God Made Me albums.
Yeah.
And, you know, people saying it's the rock star Pope. And I'm like, I never thought I had an opinion on a Pope, but fuck this guy.
Right? He feels worse than the ones that are just like, we don't like gay people. Right. What the fuck? Like at least I feel like you're being honest with me. He's like, I love gay people as long as they don't get, like, married, right?
Right.
I mean, because that's crazy. But no, come to the church and give us your money. Quick, we're running out of money, guys. No one's coming up in here. But also, like, don't come in here dressed like that, okay? You know what to do. Like, God, I don't like his ass.
And what the fuck?
Like,
and he'll bless, maybe. This is debate. Right. Maybe in the future, maybe. He'll bless same-sex couples. That's not the same as marriage at all. And there'll be a case-by-case basis. Well, guess what the case-by-case basis is going to be? A case of money.
Money.
That's so true. Yeah, he's going to be like, Elton John, yeah. I bless this shit. Okay. also, like, he reminds me of, like, just when somebody rebrands something, like, it's like, new Coke. Or whatever, you're like, oh, new Coke? Okay, hold on. Take a sip. This is Coke. This is just old Coke. New fucking print on the outside.
I think it's lazy. Aren't they supposed to be writing another Bible? Isn't the Bible just the history of the next word of God?
That's what I'm saying.
Is he talking to you or is he not talking to you? Shouldn't this be another Bible? Let's go.
And you can self-publish.
God, dear God, you can self-publish now.
Come on, the Bible part 3. What does a Pope even do these days, dog? Mm-hmm. You flirt with maybe gay people can get married or not? No, dog. Fucking do something. Document this shit. It rained for one day and one night in New York to teach them a lesson. Like, what the fuck, dude? Shit is still happening.
The
you ain't got nothing
from
to
Canada.
Say.
You don't have anything to write that with? Like, that's not a thing that needs to be documented. Dear God, we noticed our bushes are burning again.
Why aren't you flying to the bushes to talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
In the old joint, they was talking to it's on fire. It must got something to say. I'll be right back, everybody. Hey, stop fucking your neighbor's wives, man. I was talking to the bush and it said, we really are wilding out here. All right. So enough of that. Don't steal. Okay. Respect your parents. Okay. It's getting a little lippy. God don't like that. You don't even check on the bushes anymore. You just flirt with maybe I'll be okay with a couple gay people if they're rich. Fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Listening to the part with us at the end of this episode.
We were talking about the COVID vaccines, right?
We are so funny.
We're pretty funny.
We are so good together, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. I get it now. Okay. I normally don't re-listen to things I record, not because I'm like, one of those people is like, I hate my voice. I'll just be moving on. I'll be like, I said that shit. I don't even want to live in there anymore. Yeah. That was Rod from 5 hours ago. But every once in a while, life aligns and I hear myself do something. I'm like, that's what you get to enjoy. You're welcome, everybody. Fuck.
No, shit. I have those moments too. Cause like Keith re-listens to the show and I feel the same way. I'm like, all right, I had an opinion. I get to have one again tomorrow, and if you want to come along the ride, then that's where you'll be. If not, you'll be with Hemda from 2 years ago, and I can't be responsible for her anymore. I live in the present.
I don't even know her, okay?
Did I know her back then? That's an existential crisis that tomorrow's Hemda will have to deal with. It's on the list. So for now, yeah, every once in a while, it comes into my ears, and I'm like, holy shit, this is that was fat. Oh.
And I love, like, I know this is kind of this that for y'all, but also I love when, like, every once in a while, like, Keith or somebody will text me and be like, hey, man, this part was so funny. Mm-hmm. This thing that we said or this thing you did. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. I've done a couple thousand of these. I'm good at it. I'm fucking, why am I so shocked, you know? But yeah, we love being featured on the episode. Yeah. Keith, what was the poll?
Are you bisexual / pansexual? It seems the whole fucking world is nowadays, right?
So jealous.
I'm a little jealous. Why not? I mean, if you're not acting on it anyway, maybe I fuck animals.
Take the credit.
Don't go there where everyone else goes.
You can take the credit.
I mean, consensually, like Disney animals that talk and are adults.
Like furries.
Anime.
Thank you. Furries. Yeah. Oh, you can fuck anime now? That's okay to say? Okay.
Okay.
Anyways. Yes. 20% of the audience says yes. We are bisexual or pansexual.
Huh. We're going to need those numbers up, please.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not doing it anyway, so fuck it.
Right. Half of them are DM and newsy. You should count yourself. According to the rules of Stefan, you count as bisexual, because I've heard about you guys.
I think I don't like that Stefan gets the praise of being so woke and from the future, but we're both fucking the same amount of men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
it does work that way.
Seems unfair.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the hero of the day, the person that's also not fucking men. Okay.
Also, how many people put no, right, but they DM newsy pictures of their dick and stuff, and they're like, no, not even on Earth. Okay. I'm super straight. Some people probably fuck newsy and go super straight. Right. I'm not bisexual at all. So those numbers are probably higher, you're is right, what I'm thinking.
I think you're right.
The next episode is Funny Songs and Sketches with Joe Kwanzaa.
Joe Kwanzaa. His name isn't
Quizzala.
Quizzala. His name isn't that hard when you look at it. Mm-mm. The way, you know, some of these fucking names. Oh, boy. But, I liked him a lot, of course.
So, he was not an asshole. Him to how about for you?
No, they weren't. They were all very lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. He has one of those like faces and voices where you would kind of expect him to be an asshole, but he's not.
I could see that.
I could see that. You know,
when I listened to his songs and stuff, I was like, oh, this guy could have went down a totally different path, been genuine about like being an asshole. He probably would have still made a lot of money, but he chose to be a good person. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah.
I also love how you got the
touch
title. From,
you got the power.
From his album, right? Like,
yes,
this is the continuing of a trend that I've been marking. I'm telling you that this is Easy Street. Just fucking go to Apple, see who put up a new stand-up album. Fuck what it's about. Have him on as a guest. Title, self-made, done. Easiest part, because I bet you've had episodes where y'all couldn't come up with a title. Oh, yeah. And took forever to fucking put it out. This is it. This is what you do.
Yeah, it saves us like 2 hours a day. sometimes it doesn't fit, but usually it fits just fine. So yeah. That's a blessing.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, you got to get it together, bro. Yeah. Okay.
Does
Mike
he?
Lawrence is opening for him. I'm scared.
Right.
Okay. I need my man to have steady work, and you keep kind of fucking around a little bit. You know, I need you to stay on the straight and narrow. And keep that food in that baby's mouth, okay? Logan's not going to feed himself. Somebody's got to fucking take care of Mike Lawrence out here. So, Pete, we're rooting for you.
I just saw the movie Dumb Money about the GameStop stock. And Pete Davidson is the main guy, who's the regular guy that told us all to buy a GameStop. Yeah, Pete's his fucked up brother. And he's always high, and he's dry. He, like, does food delivery. And you see his car going all over the fucking road. I'm like, Pete, no more of these rolls, hey.
Right. Stop method acting.
Yeah.
Okay? We need you. You play the same guy every time, and that guy's always a fuck up. So we just need you to, like, just once, show us, like, a guy in a suit that like, got a corporate job. Right. So scared for him. But also in this episode, we talked about... Oh, I know. I put this. I wonder if people follow the doctors around, you know, because I've had this happen on my doctor visit where like another person comes in with the doctor.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're following around because they're supposed to be learning. Like, is that what they're doing? Like, are they watching this doctor to be like, oh, this is what a doctor is like? When I'm a doctor, I'm going to do what they do. It's kind of weird because like one time my doctor is a woman and she came in with two younger women. And she's like, yeah, so, you know, we're going to do your physical. I'm like, oh, don't know. This feels intimate. What the fuck? I feel like there should be like a thing I sign up front that says I'm okay with, like, a bunch of people looking at my body. I was, this is already enough for me and one person. What the fuck just happened? You know?
And then a trainee is like, is that a growth? Like, those are testicles.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to hold your balls and you cough real quick. I'm like, in front of everyone? What the fuck is kind of kink is this? I'm not even into this. I wonder if that's what they're supposed to be doing, or if it's some sort of like, listen, we need to stop letting people be alone with people because you're like, so much shit is happening after like Me Too and all this stuff to people that are just like, we need an extra set of eyes in every room or something. Because I don't know why it didn't used to be like this, and now I feel like it is like this.
It's only with this guy with this title, this the surgeon, because with the other surgeons, every time I met with any other surgeon, they always came with at least one other person. I feel like, I thought at first it's like just so there's a witness for everything told, because it's like some next level, like I'm a, you know, a chest surgeon like that. I can't just be talking to people. And so it felt a little rock star-ish, like, no, you write this down, or you do the little particulars. I'm just going to stand here and talk. Because I went to we're newly doctor's office, you know, where like you're getting the person fresh out and it's their first year. Oh boy. And I'm 47, right? And so I've been to that, and you talk to the child. And shout out to you guys. I mean, good job. You just got out of med school. You're way smarter than me in a lot of ways. But man, I'm just like, all right, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, so now the other doctor is going to come in, and the adult comes in who's monitoring them for the day. And they are concise as fuck. They are clear as hell. And they're like, yes, okay. And this and that. And I'm like, okay, that makes a lot more sense. And now I know to wait. I mean, I'm switching doctors because this is getting ridiculous. But
that, you know what? You made me think there has to be like a bell curve, right? So like when you're just starting to be a doctor and deal with people, there's probably like this like weird, awkward, like, how do I do bedside manner? How do I fucking learn to talk to people and da da da? Then you know, it's a skill. Hopefully you get good at it, you know, and then it peaks somewhere. And then there's this other side where you're like, I've been doing this shit so long. I watched so many motherfuckers come in here with whatever conditions. Motherfucker have died and shit. I'm done with that shit. Now I'm on this like, you got the cancer. Okay. Right. I'm going to tell you right now. Crying? Fuck. So now I got to make 5 minutes for this bullshit, because it's just a job for me at this point. I've been doing this 27 years, and you're just another person keeping me from the next person that's dying. Like, you want to get the sweet spot is what I'm saying. So maybe we move around and find a bunch of 35-year-olds, and then you just leave them at 40. You're like, ah, I know you're done loving people now. You're just a fucking death machine now. But I did love that talk about just the emotional intelligence, and maybe we need like emotional translators or something, or you know, like, you know, maybe that should be the assistant.
I totally get that, but I think they get a pass. I think that, you know, the person fixing our computer, giving open heart to our computer, don't make chit chat with that person, and don't make chit chat with your open heart surgeon. These are both people who are using one side of their brain. Don't ask them to flip to the other side until you're at dinner with them, and then maybe you get it. But like right now, you know, be a weirdo, and, you know, I'll get myself a lollipop afterwards. You know, your brain retains way too much. You're able to open my chest, hold my heart physically, so you can't hold my heart emotionally. All right. Okay. Everyone has their things.
Also, like, we're all thinking best case scenario of like, you know, the doctor likes you, you like the doctor, they do the chit chat the right way, you go into the operation, you feel assured, blah blah blah. But also, like, you know, chit chat is risky. What if it's that fucked up chit chat that doesn't go right, or you think you maybe offended them? Now they're gonna have your heart in your hands later, you know. Like, God, I hope that thing I said about, you know, about marriage, I hope they didn't take that part. I didn't know their husband was dead or whatever. And it's like, maybe they won't cut the artery the right way now. Who knows?
I remember when Kenda fell on the ground, she broke her knee, and she's like, Keith, can you help me? And I'm like, help you? I know how to talk to people.
Right.
Who do you think I am?
I do one thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, The ambulance came and the people were like, can you help? And, you know, because they had to lift me up and they were asking Keith to help. And I'm like, no, he talks for a living.
And ironically,
don't let his size confuse you.
Ironically, Keith was doing what Keith does. He's taking pictures and video.
That's right.
So, you know, maybe it kind of is. It kind of was that. It was like, oh, what'd you do? Become like really empathetic and concerned? It's like, no, I got my fucking camera like a journalist does.
I said, if one day this can just be in our glasses.
And let me these are the kinds of files that he has organized very well, because anytime we bring it up, he's easy to put the pictures back up on it. And I watch pictures like in the memories that come up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a memory coming up. And I'm like, whoa, those pictures that he took while I was on the ground. Yeah, that's got a lot in them. I could see why we post pictures sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Holy
shit.
Oh, my
God. You two sickos. This is why y'all are friends. What is the poll?
let's see. So we talked about... forget what country was it? Brazil? I forget what country is it in. But
my knee grew like twice in my pant. Like it was, I was like, definitely, I have swole, something's wrong. God damn it! I can't even deny something's wrong. Okay,
I think it was Brazil or a South American country.
So a volleyball team was a female volleyball team was playing. These guys that happen to play another sport at this school, it's a school of doctors, by the way, they're watching the women win. When the women win, these guys get up and start masturbating right there, six of them at least, in a celebratory fashion. As discussed, have you ever taken your penis out in public as a celebration? No one's done it. They either pick no or I never had a penis. But
I think on Reddit, one person said yes.
Oh, that person better have answered a fucking question.
Right. Why?
Go on.
Please fill in.
Yeah. What was the
Super Bowl?
I won the penis celebration contest.
He thought it was celebrate. Oh.
I thought it was masturbation.
All right. Everyone who is celebrating.
Let's go. Oh, man. A lot of confidence there that everyone wants to see.
A lot of confidence. You know what? I forget how much confidence it takes to make that so regular that six of you agreed to do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It takes a lot to convince my actual partner for me to do that in front of. Like, no. What faces? Those can't be the faces they actually make, right? Like, they're posing, right?
Six dudes don't take their penises out in the locker room together in the place where you could do that, you know, where it's acceptable to be like, all right, let's all walk around with no towels and shit. Like there's always like a few dudes like, no, I'm not doing
you
that.
You know what? If somebody was masturbating in the locker room, would you guys not be like, hey, that's not the right place? But outside the locker room, that's the place. Here where our dicks are out and there's a place for the ending to go. That's not appropriate.
I like to think of when sometimes Keith will do this joke where there's an article where it's like two pedophiles met on such and such. And then he does the like both pedophiles. But like, you know what we should do? We should both fucking try to fuck some kids. Oh, you do that too? Six people.
Right.
Six dudes. And no one was like, no, man, that's fucking crazy. Are y'all insane? I'm not fucking with y'all. Six guys are all like, we should fucking masturbate in front of a volleyball team in public when they win.
I still like this rule that, so I just looked on Reddit and I see one person said yes, but it's anonymous and they didn't write a comment. How do you hit yes and then go on your day? Yeah, yes, I have. I mean, you asked. Yes, I have. Be right there, honey.
Right. I'm one of the doctors.
Right.
I graduated. Fuck out of here. And then the last episode of the week, we're zipping right along here.
Mm-hmm.
3727. My personal Jesus with Jackie Ketchup. Jackie Ketchup. Was she an asshole?
Jackie Cation was not an asshole. Oh. Everybody loved her.
We like her co-host, you know, Lori Kilmustard. We'll probably have her sometime soon.
I think we just invented a new podcast spinoff for them where they talk about food, and I want to listen to it. I love how you got the deprogramming of her brother story out of her, despite her being like,
yeah,
it's too much to get into it. And I don't want to talk about it really. And nah, we just don't have the time. And then it's like one follow up question is like, let me give you the whole fucking story.
Well, it's like, yeah. You, it seems too personal for you to share. So how'd you kidnap him?
Right. Yeah.
And then, okay, but real quick, since we're talking, what was that discussion at Thanksgiving dinner?
I love that you made the time, too, because, like, the episode went a little over, like, the normal, like, hour or whatever. Yep. But it was so worth it. It was like, you know, you continue to say interesting things that we would like to hear, please, Jackie. And, oh, my God, that story.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the craziest part of the story is they deprogram you by reprogramming you in another cult, Christianity. Are you ever really out?
Right. Because you can't go from having faith and like a usefulness to your soul and such depth of knowledge of why we're here to, could be a lot of things.
And they know it works. So it's not like you almost want to be like, well, why don't you just deprogram to be like a regular motherfucker? Why you got to put some more bullshit in there? Like, we tried that. They just go back to fucking drinking the Kool-Aid. We got to give them some Jesus.
Right.
To calm them down. This is our method, though.
Let's get them off the Kool-Aid, get them onto some Gatorade. It's still a little better.
Right. Remember Jesus? I guess. Fuck.
The salt's a little better than the sugar. Yeah.
I'm sober, but I'm California sober.
Yeah.
That hasn't been my problem.
Jesus is the weed of religion in America, okay?
I drink coffee, but my Diet Coke problem was a way bigger deal.
Yeah.
And that's actually the truth.
And the fact that they just like knew some guys that could do it. Yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah, a couple. I was like, so who, like, I wouldn't even know how to start. You call it fucking Cults R Us.
Right.
Is there Yellow Pages for this shit or website? They just like, oh, a couple dudes that from just like, hey, deprogram this dude. And they do it all the time.
You sound like you were getting deprogrammed just then, but yeah, I think you're back.
Oh, wait, what happened?
That was interesting. Let me tell you what happened. The cult infiltrated this video, and you were like, here's what happened. I cannot tell you what happened. I am being, no, this is totally God. And then you were like, so that's my thoughts on it. And we were like, yeah, sure, wow. Buddy.
Big cult shut us down. I'm sorry, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's just move on. I really did wonder how Drew Barrymore's writers were going to fucking work for her, man. I said that shit so many times. And when they didn't come back, man, I was like, yeah, like, unfortunately, you were the scab. Everyone else said they were going to scab, and they just, I guess, pulled up a little short. They saw what happened to you, and they were like, did I say scab? I mean, we're obviously going to wait till the negotiation. 6 days, you came, you couldn't wait 6 days. You ain't got writers no more. Oh, my right. fucking God. And you know how much they must mean that shit?
Right. And when you're a movie star, by the way, when you're a movie star, like a Drew Barrymore, don't you have an in on how close we're getting to the end?
You would think.
Can I tell you how much this doesn't matter for Drew Barrymore? She lost three writers. Rod, you are a wonderful human being. Keith, you've written great books. You know, you both have been amazing writers. There are more of you. I'm sorry. I know this stance is fantastic. It's on the record. It's in Google but the call for writers, but, I don't know, man.
But she seems like such a hippie wacko that she was up late crying, and that feels good.
It definitely bothered her because she made them videos, so we know it bothered her.
Right. I see what you're saying. Okay, so we're not talking about like this affects her.
I'm not saying we start a GoFundMe for her. Okay. I'm saying,
you're saying this hurt her heart, not her production.
Yeah, this is the only way to hurt rich people. You know, we don't, what are you going to not be rich? Come on, Mel Gibson starring in the Continental. No, you make them feel bad. And that's how we get back. We go, oh, this rich person feels bad. You know, I remember when Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, got caught being racist, which is, go back and look at that scandal. It's so funny. The thing that we go, oh, he's racist is because he said he didn't like Magic Johnson, which isn't technically racist. But I feel like everyone went, if you don't like Magic Johnson, you don't like no black people. Right. But the way they got him was by making him sell his team for billions of dollars. And people were like, is that really a punishment? He got billions of dollars. Like, it's a punishment when you're a billionaire and you just want to own a team.
Right.
Like, and it's the one fucking thing you can't do now, is the only thing you wanted to do. That's what it is with Drew Barrymore. It's just embarrassing to her. It's, you know, it makes her look dumb in a way that the other fucking daytime shows don't have to deal with. And she was only 6 days from us all still loving and liking Drew Barrymore. And now she'll always have this one thing. And who knows if it'll add up, because we thought the same shit with Ellen. It's like, oh, it's not a big deal. And then it's like, I got to stop doing my show. No one likes me. And that's my only job. Mm. So,
yep.
Wow. Yeah, I did forget she's a woman. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know how we do those women. Mm. Speaking of women, Hemda, you came up with such a great word. I don't even know if you did it on purpose. I thought it would be the title of the episode. Prettiots?
Oh, I didn't make that up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. So this is a word that's been going around. This is a new word to me. It's amazing. I love it.
We'll wait for next year. We'll cover it with the dictionary.
Put in Merriam-Webster today.
I learned it from a movie called Friendsgiving that I have watched several times. It is a nice, easy holiday movie that I thought I didn't like holiday movies, but then I watched that movie where Cameron Diaz switches the house with the other person a couple times, and Friendsgiving a couple holiday. Don't watch that one.
By the way, if you wanted to, you could take all these words, Hemda. Nobody's seen these movies but you.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, I would have never known.
Yeah. Friendsgiving. You know what? I think really, really famous people are in there. I just don't know their names. But it's a, take a look at the person who said, I'm just a Hollywood pretty. I think she's like crazy famous and in all of your movies. I'm just forgetting. Aisha Tyler is like the least famous person in this movie. Okay. And it's the only name I remember.
It's like one of
two stars, by the way. Two stars.
Wow. Oh, it's just a fun movie.
It must be one of those, like, it could be like one of those Hollywood ensemble movies they do.
It is. So many people, and they're just having a fun Friendsgiving. It's silly. It's stupid. It's dumb.
It must be fun to do those movies, right? The ones where it's just like Valentine's Day, starring 12 people you know, but they're only in it for 5 minutes each. Don't. We didn't make a real movie, guys. It's just. this pretty person went on a date with this pretty person, but then they fucked it up and then went to the next group.
It's fun. Come on. Are you looking it up, Keith? Did you see who's the main character?
I'm trying not to embarrass you. My internet's down.
No, come on.
Okay. Mollen Ackerman, Kat Dennings.
Kat Dennings is famous.
Jane Seymour. Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, famous.
So that level. Margaret Cho, Wanda Sykes.
Oh, so people we know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Margie Cho and Wanda Sykes come in with who's Chelsea Handler's with Fortune. And they're like, you know, the three lesbians that come in as the three
wise woman.
Is in she's on a mushroom trip and three lesbians visit her to help her fully find her lesbianness.
Okay, I'm gonna wait for the book.
And I agree with you, Hemda. It was not the worst thing in the world for those women to come out and say, hey, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We did not understand. And now we know voting is important.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm with you. I really think the average fucking person is closer to that than to you and Keith and close. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the average person in America is closer to the, I just don't think this is important. I don't know. And I would never tell anybody I don't know, but I'm gonna pretend like I know. I feel like that's the average person, not, you know.
I understand. I mean, how it's got to be more good than bad, right? You're probably leaning on the side of politically that we do if you're watching that stupid fucking show. Right. I think it just bothered me that it felt like a TED Talk and they took a bow.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you that the feeling of that episode, you were just looking at them like your Doberman picture and you're like cocking your head like, oh, like, I'm not sure. And but you believe their intentions and you just watched it awkwardly. I'm trying not to be embarrassed for you because you shouldn't be embarrassed. But for some reason, the execution of this is more ridiculous than it needed to be. And I don't know how, and I don't know what, and I feel weird about it. And it's not that we couldn't tell if they were crying sincerely or that's part of this, like, you know, coming out of your ignorance is this, you know, transcendent situation. It might have felt like this isn't that deep. Let's just have a show. Why are we like kumbayaing through this? It was more of that. It was more like the you're trying to sincerely pass a message, but somebody else should have written the script and you just follow like you normally do. It just wasn't. I get what he's saying, but like to fully like have that be their entire personality for the rest of their lives through Keith is just
every time.
We got something new with Drew now, so don't worry. I remember
she got
the
some
list.
New shit.
Yeah, she got new shit. You got these corny motherfuckers talking, then you got Puff Daddy comes out with a shirt that says murder, and we're like, now we're talking. Vote or die.
It's interesting because I feel like it's a vulnerable thing to because it is so basic that it's a thing most people get credit for knowing, even if they don't. Everyone knows why you vote and how and why it's important. Duh. And then you have to be like, everyone, I know you like me. And I know you see my movies. I'm a fucking idiot, guys. I didn't know. I've just been assuming shit. Thought it would work out, you know. I don't know. There's something about it that I do apply. But yeah, there's also something smarmy about like, through me. Through my ignorance, you will all be informed of your ignorance and we shall come together. There's something there.
I think us civilians are like, where's our phone calls? We could be dumb too.
Yeah. Shit, they are. Honestly, Keith, they are. Because you know what those people are? Those people that they hit up 4 minutes before the election every year and go, Well, I'm just, you know, I'm still undecided. I don't know if I want Hitler or if I want Joe Biden. I don't know. It's just, it's close. It's close. Right.
Keeping options open. Sorry, you guys got to figure it out. It's complicated.
You know what? I just want to make sure that the person who grabbed women by the pussy is the right one. That I don't want to mistake one for the other. So I just want to make sure I do my due diligence.
I mean, I'm going to vote. Okay. But I'm walking in the door.
One of them doesn't like Mexicans, I heard, but I can't tell. Like, I'll go back and do the research, find out who would deport me first. Let me just real quick, just Google.
So you're telling me there's no situation where you would publicly celebrate in a masturbatory fashion. That's what you're telling me. Not one.
That's the problem. Those people aren't pretty enough. So they didn't get to go on Oprah. Right. So if you don't look good, just wait. CNN will be around like 4 days before the election. You'll get your chance, regular Americans. But learn how to act. Okay, get in shape if you really want some. Get some Botox. You want to go on Oprah and do the same thing? Come on. What was the poll?
The poll was, do you have a button pusher in your immediate family? With Jackie, it was absolutely, for one, was her dad. Me and my brother were having some argument, you know, half an argument, me and Ken. And I go, look at this poll. The poll, by the way, is 50-50. And in our situation, we each think it's the other person.
That's true. Oh, fuck. I didn't think about that. In my family's button pusher the other way.
Right, right.
Like, why are you calling them the cowgirls? That's kind of fucked up. They're just playing. They're the cowboys and they play football. It's kind of fucked up. What are you trying to say about girls, Aunt Sharon? And it's like, Rod pushes my buttons every Thanksgiving. Fuck him. Oh, man. That was good, though. I like the button pusher thing. And it seems like it gravitates towards men, right? Seems like dads and uncles more than aunts and moms.
No, because I know that like there's special relationships between mothers and daughters is how I understand it. But they push each other very specifically.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
Yeah,
I feel like the jacking off is a well. I don't know.
But is it deliberate? But is it deliberate? Like when, like with Jackie's and the dad's definitely poking.
Yeah.
With let's say your mom and talking about weight, she thinks she's doing something good. She's not just trying to piss you off. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, she's always trying to do good, but the provocation is to do the right thing. So she, you know, I go like, "Oh, look, a new dress," and she's like, "Just a little more if you lost." Like that's, you know, if that's not that's a trigger, and yeah. that means you're poking.
Right.
So I think everyone who's poking, they have a good. Even Jackie said, he's like, I'm teaching you how to debate. I'm teaching you how to go out into the world and have an opinion. Everyone thinks that they're well intentioned, but you know, your intention is not my intention. Shut the fuck up.
That's deep. I hadn't thought about that because I always think of it as devil's advocate shit. And
yeah,
like the women in my family don't play devil's advocate type things or like, let me present this situation. But right. yeah, they definitely do the like, oh, you been eating or something. You're like, ah, oh, fuck. I forgot I don't like coming here.
I told my brother the other day, I'm like, I bet you took those debate classes where it's like, now argue the side you don't believe in. And he didn't correct me. So I know I'm right.
Yes. That's that I want. Yes. Every time someone says devil advocate, I want to be like, all right, do the other side.
Right.
They never can, by the way. They never got quite the same passion of like, okay, now I'm going to tell you why it's okay for trans people to exist. I'm like, yeah. Make a good, yeah. You're sharpening me up, though. Appreciate you, buddy. All right.
You're keeping me ready in case I run into an asshole like you.
Yeah. In case, you know, Thanksgiving happens again next year. Q&A, the clear title of this. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Guys,
I can't.
If you're listening to the sound of my voice, and I know, I don't know the numbers, but I know some of you motherfuckers are like, 3.5 hours. I could never possibly. I'll just skip Q&A this week. You fucking idiots. Never skip Q&A. Skip this. Don't be listening to me. You know what happened last week. That's not that long ago.
You were there.
This shit is so. This is why we come to the theater, okay? the first like 30 minutes of this,
42.
I didn't even 42 minutes of this. I didn't even know some of the stuff, right? And sometimes I feel like we get little Easter eggs or clues, almost like a TV show, because I'm consuming y'all's lives as entertainment. You know, I'm open about this. It's part of the job, and also I'm a fan. I've been listening to y'all for a long time, so. Your life, your dramas, your struggles, your triumphs are still entertainment for me. You know, it's like, oh, him just got cancer again. That's the 40th season of him. But we got the season 45. She got the over the cancer. And hey, we got an update, guys. You know, this season, the cancer is 7 years. She got the checkup on it. You know, that's a great episode. You know, that's how I consume your lives. But sometimes plots get dropped through the cracks and you're like, is that a plot hole? What the fuck happened with that? Remember this one season where they had this intern and you didn't really hear about him much? And the Emmy stuff, oh, it's Emmy Award winning if we had Emmys for podcasts, because I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know that she passed. I didn't know, like, she hated the show at the end. I knew she was, like, hater as a, like, but, like, legitimately, like, I hate this now. I hate y'all. Sometimes Hemda would talk about, like, messages she gets and stuff, and you're like, who the fuck would send him to some shit like that? That doesn't even make fucking sense. And then you kind of get like the Easter egg of like, the last message I got was this. And you go back in your mind, you're like, fuck, that's like Memento now. Like, oh, season 47. Right. Remember when she said the part about the message? That was this year. You know, like, oh, it's so, I'm sorry that happened to you, obviously, as a human being. But as a consumer of content, This is beautiful.
I'll tell you some behind the scenes.
Yes.
So on Jackie's show, we were going to put those 40 minutes at the end of her show. I decided not to because, like you said, the show was already longer. It's kind of its own thing also. So you know what? We'll put it in the feed as another show.
Yes.
So I wrote some kind of description or whatever. By the time Hemda was able to, more time went by and to double check the description, she said, no, you know what? I thought about it. Maybe it's too much to put out in the regular feed. What are your, and Hemda knew I'd ask you. What are your thoughts on this? I think it's so fucking interesting. She hasn't reheard it. I've heard it at least 4 times this first 40 minutes. You know, I have gotten emails and personal texts, you know, oh, it is that people can relate. They have something like that in their lives where they have these mixed emotions where Hemda's saying, yeah, but no matter what you did, you're still a young person who died. It's a lot and it fucks with your head. And I think people would find that so interesting that I do want even more people to hear it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, in addition to that, I mean, I would say put it out, you know, because I think one is like great podcasting and something that other people can't and won't do. You know, it's why we come to Keith and the Girls, why I think y'all are the best and been doing this so long. But also the other thing about it is I like cried this week because I went back on YouTube and saw where y'all had an 8-minute clip from when Emmy had written this nice thing about the Kickstarter and about Hemda and all this stuff. And it's like fast forward to now and it's like, fuck, man, like life fucking sucks sometimes. But it was so warm and it kind of reminds you that you had those times too. And you can only live in your moment at the moment, right? You can't. Anxiety is like being afraid of that moment that's coming later or being like regretful or fucked up about a moment you can't change in the past. So for me, it was like a great time capsule in a way of like this full circle of this relationship. And I thought to him, I thought you were so fair, you know, because I think it's easy to pile on, you know, to be like, well, things didn't go great. That person was always a piece of shit. I hate that person. They were never talented. Everything I said that was good, that was bullshit. This is the new me. And this is the new shit. And it was like, no, that person, Emmy, was talented. And we did have a great relationship and things did change. And, you know, that is, I'm mourning a person. I've been upset by this person. I've been upset with this person. This person's been upset with me. But I don't know. I feel like that messiness of life is, at least for me, what I love about Keith and the Girl. So, and also just when I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, every minute. And I felt like the rest of the audience definitely would want to experience that.
I completely get that. And I agree that Keith and the Girl has been a timeline and this fits into the timeline. And there's, I understand Keith's idea of what the timeline is on the main feed and how it's different than the VIP program and the stuff that you sort of that's extra, that's not in the main timeline. My concern is that no, I'm not friends with any of these people that I mentioned, but they were very, very special friends and still are, you know, obviously missing Emmy. And I feel like they're still in mourning. And I feel like this is entertaining, and it's very odd to be in a place of entertaining about someone's death. I think I was fair. I think all I did was say like the complications of my truth, and it's upsetting, but also I don't know if it's because I'm 47 or a foreigner or grew up the way I did, or maybe I'm just a cold bitch. I think this is part of life. And that's just cold to say, but all of it is like everything that I'm saying is going to be the truth. And then in 5 minutes, it's going to feel different. And I'm going to want to say something different and make sure that people know that I have something different to say. And even now I'm babbling and I'm meandering and I'm continuing and I'm not sure where I'm going. And so something about that episode being put in the main timeline, I don't know. I feel like it should be not found, not stumbled upon. If you want to hear it, it's there. Have it for free. I'll give you a month for free if like you already used that free code and now you can't or whatever. I don't know. And they can't hear this part. So maybe we play this part. I don't know.
You can have my apartment. Who gives a shit?
I don't even know if I'm making sense, but I can't, like, yeah. I panicked and I thought Keith was going to get real upset because I already said yes. We already recorded the intro.
It was more shame. I should have, what I asked her, like, double check the description. Who gives a fuck?
He was kicking himself. He was kicking himself because he already sent me the description and I said, hey, how about take out this part of it and add this part? And he said, hey, I just want to make sure that I'm getting what you're saying right. And I'm like, never mind. Let's not put it up. And he was probably like, no, it was already supposed to be up. You already said yes. You already gave me notes. Well, Keith, follow the notes. Why don't you take the notes and see if you could have had the show up if you only read it right?
No, I read it right. No, you did it on your phone while you were on your bike or something. It was all fucked up, whatever you
Also, I was like, at the dentist's office. I was trying to get it to you.
I guess as a byproduct of this, it does prove Keith is innocent from the Craig charges because he didn't put it out.
Stop yourself.
Thank you. That's true.
Craig, not guilty. All right. You just lost the case. Him made a great lawyer. What a great witness. This is all cross-examination.
All right. If we're going to bring it to court, then let the record show.
Hostile witness.
Hostile witness. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
Let the record show that everything was on paper in text notes so that no one decides this is what Hemda says and then what do you call that? Subphrases me. What is that?
Craig did not show up to trial today. He loses by default. So,
oh shit. Mm-hmm.
maybe try being here, buddy. All right. Okay, so you don't feel comfortable putting it out.
It's not that it's that like suddenly all these other names are being brought up.
Right.
And maybe because it's in the maiden feed, which means thousands more will listen to it, now they'll be bothered during this time. Right. And I'm sorry, they might hate me. They might have wanted to bother me during this kind of time.
It's been almost a year for the record.
It's been over 4 years. It's been 6 years since I've spoken to any one of those people. As far as like, if I'm remembering the timeline right, it was shortly after the tumor stuff. So no, I haven't spoken to the texts came in within a certain amount of time.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, this is just an idea, obviously. I'm trying to solve this problem. What if you do an episode of the show, not put that clip up, but maybe talk in the ways you feel comfortable talking, knowing that it will be heard.
It's the same information. She'd say the I don't same. Care. Okay. I'm not offended by what I said, and I don't think anyone should be. And
right.
It's that just leave them alone for now. And how can I say leave them alone if I'm feeding an audience information about, like, it's fine.
I don't think anybody's thinking like it's even attacking as much as it's not saying attacking. Then what's the problem?
I don't think I did anything. It's not for taking things back. It's not for not for them not wanting to hear it. Everyone could listen to it. Mm. I just don't want people stumbling on it while all of this stuff is fresh because I am being way too considerate.
I'm not even sure
I'm right. Like this is too much about like I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. Like I'm not responsible for anybody's feelings. I'm not responsible for that kind of stuff. And so maybe I'm taking on the wrong responsibility. Just doesn't feel like, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe
we
I'm
come to here for your lives and your opinions and your experiences, not really like for theirs. And I think, you know, in the places that they can put out, you know, fuck you or whatever their point of it, they seem to have put it out. Like, you know, they don't seem to be like they're taking shots on social media and stuff. Are they?
Mm-hmm. Right now? Is this just happened?
I don't know, Brandon, just happened.
Over the years, I mean, you know, I've seen stuff where you're like, oh, yeah.
You have to.
Like, yeah, where people are like, you're like, oh, that seems to be about Keith and him. That's an odd thing to put on social media in the middle of the night or whatever. And you know that we all this audience follows both of y'all. You know, we're going to see the things that y'all have to say about the people that we got introduced to you through Keith and Hemda. So it's no way for you to say that shit and us not to know what that's about. So, and that's, you know, over years of time. So I mean, like I said, I wasn't looking at it like a revenge thing or something, but because I thought you were so fair, it didn't come off like that. It didn't come off petty. It didn't come off like mocking or whatever. And honestly, it filled in a lot of stuff because I think
it did. But look at the comments now that I think about it on the forums. Mm-hmm. Oh, they shouldn't have treated you that way. Was that my point? You know,
it's a point.
But it's one of the points, but it's so that times 1,000 or more than that in the main feed is somebody going, you didn't need to treat Hemda that way. For what? I don't know.
That's true.
But what they're saying is almost like that they're condolences in a way. Like, shit, sorry that happened to, we understand, a pretty nice person.
Right.
That's what they're saying. But that's it.
I don't think they're like, let's go attack these people. Like, I think it's more like that's unfortunate. And especially, like I said, if you listen to Sound of My Voice, look up that 8-minute clip on YouTube is honestly like, so it's it's night and day. It's just, you know, it's sad. It's more sad than anything, but it's like there's genuine love here in this clip.
It made Chris, who did Diamond Dogs fairly recently, it made him cry, that show. That's because what you said was so pure and real and I think relatable.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if it was to me something where it was the petty hour, you know, where it was like, fuck these people, they would never, I would be like, yeah, maybe don't put that out. That just seems inflammatory and kind of mean or whatever. But
I haven't even thought that about them.
Right.
Like, so honestly, I haven't even thought that. And there are some people that I'm not speaking to that I have, like, just go fuck yourself. But right. I haven't. They're just this group of, like, you know, and things come into my timeline. I'm like, good that you guys are friends.
Yeah.
Good.
And it doesn't, the other thing is, it doesn't seem like to me, I'm kicking you while you're down or I'm mocking your morning or trying to make your morning tougher or whatever. I think you are mourning too, in a way.
Of course she was.
And that's what the show is. You know what I mean? Like the show is a slice of y'all's lives. And I think that's a side of it that most people will not get to hear or, you know, so anyway, I didn't even know this is a thought in Keith's head to put it out that way, but I totally understand and think it's a good idea, but also, you know, respect to him, his feelings and stuff.
Oh, respect to, sorry, come to respect to you.
I respect him the most, and I said it first because I respect him the most. So respect, obviously, to him, his autonomy here, and if you don't feel comfortable, then, you know, I get it, totally.
No, I think Keith is right. I think this is how the show has always gone. There's, you know, it's very specific. I'm not surprised that he wanted specifically to put that in. I'm not surprised that he put, you know, the other stuff in, at the end of the other show. Like, it doesn't surprise me when he goes, this belongs on the timeline. So it's very consistent, and I'm the one being inconsistent here. I just don't know how to get over it at the moment. But it's too bad, because it's my feelings over my work. But my work, my feelings is in my work, which is the intimacy of doing a podcast. Sorry. Yeah. I'm doing
Keith
it
is a good friend and co-host is taking no, you look exactly how mad at he is. Your word and not how
mad
it out.
I'm not mad. It's just that you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah. You know, it's breaking his heart, but he's not going to just throw it out there because fuck my friend. You know, I'm suddenly an evil person. I'm a piece of shit now. I want to hurt their lives. No, he's not going to put it out. And I rest my case. Last week on Keith and the Girl, great job, Karen. Great job. So good. The clip made the studio audience loves Karen, apparently. She's not here. Calm down. But this clip was so good, it made the main show, you know? That's honestly, you know, the goal every week. It's like, hopefully you do something so good. You see that featuring Rod and Karen Morrow, and you're like, fuck, I did something this week, you know? So that's you know, maybe this clip will come out about us talking about not putting out the other clip. And it'll be like a full, you know, circle moment. We'll see.
Tell us if we should put this clip on and then put the other clip on.
Yes. Yes. Because that's where we come here. All right. That's it for me, everybody. This has been a great emotional episode. There's going to be some time off. What are the things that y'all are planning on doing? Keith, do you know where in the world you're going to go? Hemda, how many miles are you planning on biking every day to ruin your vacation? What's going on?
I'm not going to go after all. I just got a new clip of the stand-up. Like, the sound was bad, and it turns out it's going to be good.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I've been waiting for this fucking response. Okay.
The book where I have to look at a recent formatting copy. But so that's what I'll be doing.
This sounds like you're going to be working during vacation.
Only if Hinda puts that clip out, you know. Okay. And then
right. if not, then it'll take a little longer for everything. So
the
we'll
leaves
see.
Are crunching, Keith. We're trying to get that book out before your dad dies.
That's right.
Let's go. So I thought, Keith, that you would like drive to one of your siblings' place, but I feel like you just don't want to be in the accommodating space of someone else's accommodation.
I don't know. I was just lazy about it. And then all of a sudden it's the time. And then I'm like, who gives a shit?
I liked your discussion about the power dynamics of being a host and like switching houses with someone. Just because I have those thought processes all the time about different things, but there's not a place to talk about those things. It's not like an HR department or fucking like best practices. It's like, I'm a guy. This person likes me a lot. They seem cool, but am I fucking up? Somebody let me know. I'm fucking up, right? I don't know. It's too much.
What did you think? Did it seem like, only because I ask, I shouldn't do it then, but does it seem weird or was I being
a baby? It does seem a little weird to me. It does. Not in a like they're fucked up way, but just in a like, things could go wrong. And then I'll be looking at this moment in life back and go, I fucking knew I should have just got an Airbnb or something. Right. What the fuck was I thinking?
Right. And I don't, like, and I don't mind. I hope I didn't just come off cheap. It's just, if it's not, then I won't even do it. Then I'm not going to that place. So it's, but it's not about money.
Right.
Necessarily.
Like you're saying if you had to shell out money, it would be for a vacation proper.
Yes.
Right. Not for this potential chaos of nonsense.
It might not even be good to surprise Craig. So you know what? Who cares?
What does a vacation look like for you, Keith? Like if you had to plan a vacation, have you ever planned a vacation?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Last year I went to 3 fucking places.
Yeah. Who planned it?
What do you mean?
Well, that's what it looked like.
One was by the beach, and you go to the beach sometimes. So that was the plan.
You go to your homeboy's house, wait till his wife show up and be like, we didn't talk about this. And he's like, all right, cool, I'll leave. That's all right, good.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, go with the flow.
Then saw my brother. He'll put down payments on everything for no fucking reason. Well, that's a vacation to me.
Have you ever been like, I'm going to go to this place, and not because my friend lives there or we have to do work there, I'm going to go over there to vacation.
Like San Juan, but I didn't organize the hotel. So I guess I've never been on a vacation ever.
Not have you?
Listen, this is why
organized
straight white dude is the easy settings on the video game, man. Just show up. Fuck it. I'd do it too. If I could do that shit, I'd do it, Keith. I'd take full advantage. Thank you. To appreciate it. Yeah. Fucking
God,
do it.
God gave me a gift. Making me... a white male. And what I do with that gift is my gift back to God.
Yes. Go Which back. Go get, hop behind the counter at the airport. Fuck it. YOLO. Yeah. Fly the plane. Yeah. Guys are going to Puerto Rico today. All right. I know y'all thought we was going to Wyoming. Change of plans. Captain Keith, I'm speaking. Hemda, what about you? Vacation plans?
Okay. Do you guys know about the Empire Trail?
Oh.
This is amazing. This is... New York has planned out an entire bike route that starts from the lower Manhattan here and goes all the way upstate. It splits at some point. You can go to Niagara Falls, all the way to Niagara Falls, or like some other, I forget, but it splits off. 700 miles of bike lane. Gorgeous. Okay. Went last year.
Right. What are you going to talk about the vacation?
Though? Yeah. So you're not going on vacation either.
Okay. Cool. Both of y'all going to be working.
Yeah. Nothing changed.
700 miles?
I'm not doing 700 miles. I'm not doing 700
miles. Oh, you're just going to do 500?
Last year,
I'd rather raid a whole new book than bike ride 500 miles.
Fuck out of here.
No, that's a whole nother trip that I'm planning in a few years.
Oh, God.
There's, you know, I do plan on doing the entire trail, but that's going
to, just wait until you're older. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly old people on this trail because who has time to, you know, bike leisurely like this and they have outfits on and everything. But
you should live podcast while you're riding a bike. Fuck it. Make
I
it
thought
harder.
Of that,
they have outfits on and everything.
They have GoPros and they have the cameras from Meta and they're just fucking like, hey guys, Keith and the girl, our guest is this guy right here going next to me. What are you doing, buddy?
I'm going to deliberately make sure Hemda can't retire for her.
Yeah. Go put flat tires on her bike.
Yeah.
Like she must be stopped.
Last year, we drove up to part of the upstate next to part of the trail and took only part of the trail. There were times where it was so beautiful, I just yelled. I'm just like, holy shit.
Oh,
like,
I did the same thing with drone footage on YouTube. It was amazing.
You didn't even know. We didn't even know where the story was going to end. And there were times where it's like, is this going to be good or bad?
Right. I went the Empire Trail. Good luck. I'd rather climb the Empire State Building on the outside.
I'd rather go to Wendy's and ask for extra sauce. Yeah.
I'd rather ask for proper change, all right, at Taco Bell.
This time, we're not taking the car at all. We're leaving with all our stuff on the bike and taking the Empire Trail to the Tappan Zee Bridge, then going over the Tappan Zee Bridge, seeing what's up there, because that's a beautiful bridge.
Oh, everybody talks about it worldwide, Tappan Zee.
Yeah, the light, just life on hard mode over here.
Yeah.
Like, let's turn up the difficulty a little bit for my vacation. Karen's, the audience is booing. No. Okay, they don't like this. Studio audience thinks this is a horrible idea. Well,
I'm so excited.
Sounds like I met two people that don't know how to vacation, not one.
I'll say this. So I'll see every movie ever made. The Strays, yes. The movie, is on Peacock right now. And I saw it got bad reviews, and I didn't bother in the movie theater for whatever reason. This is literally Oscar worthy.
Yes,
this movie,
I'm sure.
Strays, is so fucking good. And the bad reviews are from parents that should have their kids taken away because they didn't know it was a movie for adults.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't even seen it yet. And as soon as it popped up on the Peacock or whatever, I was like, making time, sitting out. When I saw the trailer, because we do on our movie review show, we talk about the trailers we see.
Right.
And Karen's like, I'm not sure. I was like, I've never been more sure of anything in my life. Wow. There's no way that movie's bad.
So good. It's perfect. If you like the trailer at all, the movie is fucking perfect. I happen to be a dog owner. I'm not saying I have the inside scoop on dogs, but all these little jokes about dogs are so fucking good. You know what why we're picking up their poop? To make the chocolate. You know, notice they never have chocolate. It's hilarious. It's so good. So in the trailer, kind of, this guy abuses his dog. Like, get away from me, you piece of shit dog. And the dog's like, we play a game called Fetch and Fuck. He throws he drives me far away, throws the ball. I come back with the ball, and he goes, fuck. And so he takes him out too far, and then he meets other dogs. He gets on adventures. It is so good. It's so good.
Yes. Yeah. Last thing.
Did you guys bother to watch because I didn't say it was good, and we were in a rush last time. The heist movie that's in any order.
Oh, I didn't watch it. No. You didn't say it was good.
No. I didn't watch it. No.
Blue.
You did, Keith.
It just skips. I didn't watch it. Did I tell you that? I lied.
He just went to see what color it's on.
Yeah, I went to see what it was, and it's not how you're describing it at all. I guarantee
it. It's not.
She's acting like it's a choose-your-own-adventure. If you go on there, you all start with yellow. That's episode one. She's acting like there's no episodes, and I'll be watching a red movie, and you'll be watching a yellow movie. No, everybody's going to watch all 8 episodes.
But in different order.
I bet your first order's yellow. But the first episode is the yellow thread.
Well,
go there now on Netflix, and what's your first thing?
I'm logging in right now.
Okay.
Solve this fucking mystery. What's the name of this bullshit again?
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. Oh, God, great. Definitely something. Well, can I spell something harder? Why did they name it restaurant? What the fuck? How do you even spell kaleidoscope? Oh, there it is. Starts with a K. That's a big help. If you star here, Hemda, I think you've been vindicated. Mine, this seems a little racist. Kaleidoscope, black.
Let me check. Okay, so because
black.
The whole thing, when you hit play, it goes, it says things like, everyone will be watching in different order. Your first episode is not other people's first episode. And I'm like, did I make that up every single time an episode started? How?
It's just funny you couldn't share that information before until right now. But anyways.
But I did.
I didn't hear you say that it comes up. You're watching a different show. But anyways, okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay.
I didn't cite my sources, so you thought I was wrong?
But you would have. Well, yeah, you get a little goofy.
No,
with
all
TV
you
and
said,
movies.
All okay. you said is after we finished recording, we get some weird, totally not angry text from Keith going.
I sent a screenshot.
The first episode, not for everyone. Everyone's getting orange first, right? And I was like, oh my God. And it's an audio message. I'm already on my bike. You will figure it out. And then another message going like, this is not true. This is just not true. And I'm like, all right, then it's not. What am I going to do? Like,
What are you going to do? You go, no, mine is different.
I don't remember what my first one was. And I don't know if they're going to change the order again.
Well, you don't want people to see this, or you would.
I don't want to do the research. You look it up and go, does this show up in different order for everybody?
Or I asked that. Wrong? I said, does it show up in a different order? Google, and you're like, I'm on a bike. I can't ride back. I did That's everything right. I could. Well, Kaleidoscope right. will not be I picked did. Up for a second season because of people like you.
No, because it wasn't a good heist show, just like every heist show is not a good heist show.
I love you guys.
What else
man.
Should you recommend that you didn't like in the first
place? I didn't recommend
place?
It.
You didn't recommend it. I read your diary.
I didn't
oh
recommend it.
Oh, my God. What am I doing on vacation? I'm buying a shotgun for my mouth.
I specifically said... I don't recommend this. It's another heist movie. I even went into what a heist and action movie is that I frankly am very upset that nobody put into the CATCo Awards section. Thank you. And then I even made fun of my own movies that I watch. And I said, hey, this is just interesting. They're showing people in different order. I'm not recommending this. This is another stupid heist show. I did watch it, though.
I'm on Emmy's side.
Because you're getting a shotgun. You will be on her side soon. We'll miss you. R.I.P. Wait until you hear the fucking episode. I'm going to put that one in the feed. I think we killed Rod.
Oh, man. Keith, did you finish the Continental?
Yes, but I won't tell you the order I watched. It was 2-3-1.
And I won't get mad at you for it.
Because you don't know what I just said.
No, I don't.
What's the show he just mentioned?
Oh, man.
Yeah, the fighting was fantastic. So episode two was a filler episode.
Should have skipped two. And episode, just go straight to three.
And then the fighting in episode three was great.
I do appreciate how long they dragged out killing Mel Gibson, because we knew he had to die because he was in it. But I was like, don't kill him too. Like, it was funny. It's like the first 30 minutes, like, don't kill him now.
Right.
Oh, fuck that. Kill him later. Fuck him up. Great stuff, everybody. All right. Whew. Let's put this on the feed, everybody. Put this argument out there, and then people will know to go check out the Q&A. That's it for this week. Have a lovely vacation.
Or do whatever. Right, Keith?
You know, writing.
Don't tell him what to do.
Have a lovely vacation writing, and may you have the most wonderful writing vacation and productive. And you, may you be so tired you pass out riding your bike. You just fall out in the middle of the hot New York street. Okay, that's what I want for you guys. And then come back with stories galore, so I can live through your life parasocially, and ask you about your guests on your podcast.
Can't wait.
All right. That's it, everybody. No way you didn't enjoy this. Fuck that. Talk to y'all soon. Peace. KeithandTheGirl.com.